Talking about books, reading gives us somewhere to go, even in our comfort zone. This literally just happens to me every time I read. When I read a book, I mentally leave my current position to wherever the characters are, like where they dwell. And I believe that, Lima, you're in with me on this.
Exactly, that's very true. So that's why you have to join us on these numerous trips as we take you through several spheres of life. This is the Books and Talks podcast, where we talk about books and life. Hello guys, guess who is behind your microphone? It's your baby girl, Alima.
Hi, welcome again. My name is Shola Funmi.
And guess what guys, it is the
Books and Talks podcast.
Yes. Yeah. So guys, we're back like we never left.
Did we leave at all?
No, like, oh yeah, we've been observing like from on the low.
Nah, we didn't leave.
We didn't leave, actually. Nah. So guys, today is like a little bit special because we're not reviewing books. We're doing something out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not even like part of any season. It's just like a standalone episode. Or should we call it like a standalone recording, or what should we call it?
Yeah.
A standalone.
Yeah, yeah, standalone.
So, more like a stand-up comedy. That's a joke, sorry. So guys, actually it's a standalone and we are not reviewing any books like we said. We're just going to be doing something special and I'm sure that our loyal fans already know why doing this.
They know.
Are you guys ready for this?
I don't think so.
Shola, are they ready?
You're not ready.
Are they?
You're not ready.
Are they?
You're not ready.
Okay, so should I spell it?
Yeah. Let him know.
Should I?
Yes.
I don't want to tell them. You tell them.
Mm-mm.
You tell them.
Mm-mm, you do. That would be good. Please, just tell them.
Okay. Your favorite podcast is what? One.
Is one, and it's one, and it's one, and it's one.
So we want to drink to that. Shall I? Let's cheers to that.
Cheers, baby.
Cheers.
To Books and Talks podcast.
I'm so excited, like, because this actually like started like out of
while away time.
You get like it just started out of the blue. Like I cannot even like really imagine that we're doing this, like, and that we are still even doing this.
True though.
So guys, we're going to be telling you guys what we've been up to, the reason why we have not been sending you any episode of, and again we already like wrapped up our season one actually. So, and the reason why we have not released our season two yet, a lot. So Shola will be opening.
What have you been up to? Oh my god, I've been seeing shaggy left and right. No,
I want to know what are the things that you've been up to. So just tell us, fill us in
while we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say while we were on the low, just observing. I think everybody must have known by now that we're kind of like law professionals.
I am a law graduate in law school.
Lawyer in equity.
Lawyer to be.
Yeah.
I'm not kinda.
I say we're kind of law professionals.
We're not kind of
professionals yet.
Are we? No, we're not kind of.
Okay.
We are.
Okay. Alima said we are.
But... Alima said we are.
Okay.
Your certificate says so, girl.
I don't know. I don't have a certificate technically.
Ah.
Oh, you are not giving us now.
This is gay.
Sorry, that's just by the way. But then, like she said, I'm not trying to be humble. We are law professionals.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy that in the market.
Mm-hmm.
It took a lot of hard work,
you know,
stress,
mm-hmm,
tears to get here.
Oh my God, it was not easy.
It was not. But then, when we thought it was all over, we never knew another shege was coming.
I mean, oh, you guys don't want
to
know.
You don't want to know.
You guys don't want to know.
It has been a lot actually. First thing first, I missed podcasting. Nope. I missed podcasting. I remember the last time when we dropped the last episode. It was a roller coaster of emotions. I'm just like, God. God. Okay. Thank
you guys.
God.
I wish you can see my face right now. I'm actually
yeah. This
blushing.
One has she has been grinning from here to here.
I'm actually blushing.
So basically, just been studies, schooling, trying to juggle, you know, schooling and maintaining your life. Although
no life
actually. So, but then trying to survive and just stay alert, not getting drowned in all this wahala and everything, and then extension problems. It has been a lot.
So
moving,
basically, what have you been like? What is that main thing that you've been doing?
Studying. That's been taking a lot of time. Yeah, a lot of time. So you, what's up with you?
Me? Okay, I'll just say first and foremost, I've been just everywhere. I can't say like everywhere, like maybe available, like my emotions have been everywhere.
Tell us, please.
It has been a roller coaster, and
how?
I cannot even oversee it, because January, like, is like the fact that I've been anticipating, like, we want to go to law school and all of that. And January, it just came like
all of a sudden.
Night.
Yes.
And guys, guess where your baby girl is?
She was posted to you, like. You know what? I think I have to tell the story of that thing. You know, when we checked, okay, the thing is, okay, when we wanted to check our posting thing here, I said, I don't have the balls to check mine.
Okay.
Just check my own, Alima, please. So I went out of the room. I went to the kitchen and then she checked. I just had somebody scream my name. Shola. I'm like, God, I didn't answer. So I'm like, I think it's my own. Maybe I'm going to Kano. I didn't even know until I got to the room and she was like, I don't want to talk to anybody. It was looking like a dead sentence, guys. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Just leave me. I said, wait till this up. See, I was posted to Yola. You're going to put that cut. Okay.
I was expecting that. Okay.
But it was, at first I'm like, okay, it won't be that bad. But Alima's reaction was just like, you know, when you think your guy is going to propose to you, but instead of proposing, he came with a side chick.
Are you okay?
No, it was like that. It was like heartbreaking. Like, I'm breaking on a peak.
Honestly, I was heartbroken. And this is because I actually felt like I had already gotten
law
school. I'd gotten law school's arc. Like, imagine, Lagos. My first choice was Lagos. My second choice was Lagos. I was just expecting nothing more than Lagos. Yeah. Everybody wanted Lagos.
You wanted Lagos. She dreams like she was already in
and
campus.
Apart from that, like, everybody around me wanted Lagos for me. So I felt like God would just come through for me, you know?
Yeah, affirmations.
And then when I saw Yula, like, that was the last place, like, I ever thought I was
going to be. But thank God
posted.
It was not by us, though. You know, we both said.
Yeah, actually, like, good. our list, like,
favorites was just
was
like,
by us, and we thank God that we're not taking it to by us.
Oh my God, sorry to anybody that's being posted like, to Bayelsa. It's not so bad, but just for us, like our personal
like,
views.
We didn't just want Bayelsa.
Yeah.
And actually, even when we didn't want Bayelsa, we already like opened that room that even if they post us, then we'll be considering ourselves that at least the BGS of last year like,
came from Bayelsa. That's good luck.
But actually, I went to Yola and it has been...
You've like, been in Yola. You're still going back to Yola.
Yeah, I'm going back to Yola, actually. But I went to Yola and it was nice. It was like not everything I imagined, because I imagined the worst and it was better. In fact, it was like more than what I imagined. And yeah, presently we are on our externship. We've done court, we've done chamber. Like, it has just been a roller coaster.
Yeah,
like,
I'm telling you,
I cannot like tell you guys the last time I had a really, really
good sleep.
Apart from weekends, though, I think I try to
weekends,
sleep better.
How many hours? You don't I even try, take up to 5 hours during weekend.
Honestly, but then I try to, like, sleep better. Like, have you guys had 2 hours sleep for, like, 3 days consecutively? Just two hours. Oh, my God. Today, it's I don't want to talk about all those things, because we're going to, like, spend the whole of this
and bore them
talking about
yeah
what we have been up to and everything.
Yes,
there has
true.
Not been anything extraordinary. It's just been studying like
books.
But I'm glad we're doing this now.
Yeah, at least we have time for this. I was not expecting us to have time for this.
Exactly. And I'm so glad that actually we're even doing this now.
Yes.
So before we
move on,
I've been meaning to ask this is outside the discussion we've been having here, and it's outside any book, whatever. So I know that everybody that is listening to this podcast obviously likes to listen to podcasts, or even if you don't like to, you're trying to like start listening to podcasts and all those things. So personally, I will be telling you guys about like what we feel about podcasting and our best podcasts, like the podcast that inspires us. So Shola, you open the floor.
Oh my god, you know, one of the uniqueness of our podcast is that we don't have scripts.
You didn't have to say that.
No, I'm amazed actually. I'm like very short, like,
yeah,
maybe you go first because you came up with the question.
Okay, I think I'll just talk about what I feel about podcasting and my favorite podcast at the moment. So I really, really like podcasts, and this is because I get to see and listen. Because, yeah,
it gives this radio vibes.
I don't even like video, like watching video podcasts. Mm-hmm. I like listening because it gives me the radio vibes, like you said, radio vibes. And then it makes me like check out what this person is actually thinking about. You know, I must maybe, for instance, there's some podcasts that I listen to. Like I said, what I said, like TVT Pod, like Me and Everything Else,
mm-hmm.
Menism, like so many Toke podcasts Mike like that, Toke Moments, and all those things. So many podcasts that I listen to. So I get to, especially TVT Pod, Me and Everything Else, and I said what I said. You see that they invite people, and you get to like know, like, more personal like information that they will about not give on them. TV, mm-hmm. they're going to give on podcast, and I feel, and like free spirited. They just,
and
like
the fact that you don't have to get emotions. Distracted by seeing their faces.
Yes, you just listen, just and listen, sit in and yeah. you learn and mm-hmm. other. And okay, so the perspective about podcasting is that podcasting is not just to sit down or go into a studio and just
say
record
rubbish
and just start saying whatever it is that comes to your mind. You have to be intellectually
sound,
like you have to make sense. Honestly,
it doesn't have to be too much. Yes, you don't have to like speak in depthly, but then just have this common average sense.
I know that we all want to air our opinions, we all want to like say what it is that we feel like, but we have to be sensitive to like. I don't even.
Oh my, it's
I don't
a
want
lot.
To, I don't,
want don't
to
go to that
any podcast.
I know where
but
you're going
I just
to,
want
but...
us to. I just feel like we should just.
And you know something that this podcasting like has done so far so good. It has actually exposed people with no sense that you feel like they should have sense,
that
but
is,
they do not
that
have
is
sense.
Exactly what I meant by podcasting that like, makes you see people like outside
they really
whatever
are.
It is that they are that you imagine in your head. Mm-hmm. You get to know the real person. So that's what I feel.
Mm-hmm. I think the feeling is mutual, actually. And but concerning like I think that so many people like are addicted to listening to audios and all of those things. I feel like, you know, they say out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if you're going to be listening to podcasts every time like this, just using it while you wait time, you might think you're not really listening because you're just doing something and podcast background, but you will realize that some of these things you listen to, you feel like you're not listening, you grab them easily. So I feel like if you're going to be listening to any podcast, please and please censor your podcast.
Yeah, a lot of
please
education
censor
educative,
it.
I mean
educative podcast, I have the leadership app podcast, spiritual podcast, anything you want whatsoever, just go to Spotify or Apple Podcast or any thing whatsoever. You find so many beautiful
exactly.
things to listen to.
Jay Shetty has a podcast,
that man is sound.
Steve Avi has a podcast.
Like a lot of beautiful people out there. Knowledgeable
for the
people.
Muslims, Mufti Mek has a podcast. For the Christians,
you can even listen
have...
to You Can Rest Here podcast.
There
very
is
nice
Apostle,
podcast.
Apostle Selman.
All these people are there. You can listen to if you want to be like on a low, just be morally good. I said what I said is there. TVT Pod. Okay, moment.
The entertainment industry. What's going on?
Come on, just go there. Listen.
I'm not bad mouthing any podcast though, but we have to like just censor the kind of podcast.
Not everything. Not everything you see that is edible is actually good for you. That's what podcasting is. Not everything you see that is edible is actually good for you, because there's so many things, and then it breaks my heart because, you know, we are just coming out here, we're just like upcoming podcasters, and then we want a name for ourselves in this podcasting industry and all of those things, and then they will just address everybody generally
that this podcast is just for
somebody said
just for clout
chasing, and said like
to display their stupidity.
Stupidity, and then now they have goats among the ships, and it's the goats that are upcoming. When I said that post, I was so heartbroken. I was like, some of us have 2 cents now, even if it's not plenty.
Like, we don't even have to judge ourselves, but then we know that
we know we don't speak rubbish because we've seen feedbacks and comments. If we're actually speaking rubbish, you guys will be giving us good feedbacks and you will not be listening now. So,
let's just move on, because honestly, that it has been breaking my heart, and I just wanted to like address that fact. And I'm so glad that we are not like them, we're different, and all of
way
that.
Better, please.
So, guys, this is my favorite part. Like, I've been looking forward to talking about this and this and this and this. So, we're going to be reminiscing our last season, which is season one. I'll be telling you guys like a little breakdown and everything and everything, like just a touch and a few, just a sprinkle. If you want to get the full load, then you have to listen to season one.
Or you're a first listener, this is your first time. Yes. Go and listen to all our episodes, please. You might find it chaotic, but I'm telling you, they have gems in it.
Like gems, yeah. Gems. The laughter might be too much, but you definitely laugh too. Mm-hmm. And you pick facts and you pick knowledge, and then you pick your own truth from whatever it is that we have to say in the podcast. So I think Shola should go first, because I actually just finished talking right now. So you go first.
Ah, Miss Abby, like, you do, I do.
Yeah, you do, I do.
Okay. Like, I did not know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, it's a lot actually. But I don't know, I don't usually have what to say at first, so you go.
Guy, just tell me that. Okay, Halima, I want to gather my thoughts. Then you say nicely, then you tell me, Auntie Halima, I want to gather my thoughts.
You know, this reminded me of all the banter and rants we used to have in the last episode. We've been trying to be civil since morning and friendly.
This is not a
banter. But you are telling me to call you auntie. Auntie upon what?
Because I'm okay. Let's just leave that. Yeah, because thanks. Honestly, I'm a changed person. I've grown physically, mentally.
Oh my god. Yeah, she has grown physically. I can attest to that.
Do you have to emphasize on
other areas? We have to like debate on it. But physically, bruh, you need to check up on her now.
Guys, don't mind her. Mm-hmm. But then I'm grown and I don't do any of those things.
What things are passed away?
Whatever
yet
happens in season one stays in season one.
Let's hope so.
So I'm a changed person. So I'll just go right into it. The last season was like really nice. I really enjoyed recording every episode. We had 8 episodes in the last season,
yeah,
and from the first book we reviewed down to the last book, I totally enjoyed reviewing them, from reading them to reviewing them, to editing the podcast, to publishing, to pushing content about them. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And our first ever episode was the Nearly All Men in Lagos Are Mad, and we reviewed and we named the episode All Men in Lagos, Are All Men in Lagos Mad? And that was like
really... I feel like they are, all of them are not bad.
And that is our like most listened to podcast
ever. In that season, bestseller.
You guys really like that episode. Like, I don't understand. Like, everybody,
they're just
loves
like you actually.
Episode.
They like men. That's just I like men too.
Why did you say
we
just like
all
men?
Like men? I'm sorry.
It's not for the fact that I know I said it earlier that I'm a changed person, but I don't want to go back. And if Shola makes me go back,
it's going to be what
we don't like ourselves. That's just it. So let's just keep being civil, like you said.
Yeah, let's be civil.
So that episode, really, like, a lot of people really like the episode. I'm not sure, maybe because the book is relatable and a lot of people were able to relate with it. So we had a lot of comments on that particular episode, and a lot of people really, and to think it was our first episode.
It was the worst.
Because
we technically
were not prepared for that episode. We didn't even write out a script. We just knew we wanted to like just
do something. Exactly. It wasn't even censored. We were just saying, me especially, I said
there were a lot
of rubbish.
Of things. There were a lot of mistakes. There were
a lot of silly.
But you guys,
oh
like,
my god! But thank you guys.
It was encouraging because it actually pushed us further to do more and more and more until we got to our 8th. Episode. Our second episode actually too was really nice, although that one I was on the edge. I was a little bit edgy because that particular book, like, I interpreted it in a different way because at that moment in time that was what I was feeling. So that is Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, and we termed it, I think we named it we are not giving a fuck. Yeah, so from that we had our third episode, then yeah, we had our fourth, then we had our fifth, sixth, seventh,
then we had our eighth.
Okay, so I will talk about the last episode. So the last episode was the Smart Money Tribe. We reviewed the Smart Money Tribe, and it was really good.
I think that was our most matured.
Like, I don't even want to talk about the circumstances around the recording of that episode, because we almost did not record
it. Yes,
we were already preparing for law school. We had a whole lot of our calendar, which was jam packed. We could not like create time to record, and we just had to record that episode, and we eventually did it, and we gave it out to you guys. And that episode, I really, really enjoyed it personally. Listening to it over and over again, I enjoyed that episode, and I'm so glad that we did it. I don't know what else I'm supposed to reminisce about last season. Is it about coming up of the podcast?
When we bought the microphone.
Guys, every little thing matters.
And everything needs to just count. Like, we were so happy on little achievements. When we got to 50...
Was it when this woman, the author of...
Umbridge. That was my favorite
moment. Was it when Ash Umbridge, like, commented on our post when we
she reposted it on our story?
She commented. It was a huge thing. That was our mentor.
And the fact that we were not expecting it, because when we tag most of these like writers, we don't really get any feedback from them. So we're not expecting anything from this.
She commented, she reposted. Oh my god.
We were really excited about it
and all of that. Yeah, so, and okay, what other memory can I remember from the first episode, from first season?
Or do you like feedbacks we get randomly? Like, somebody will just come to your DM and say,
I listen to your podcast. You listen?
A little celebrity.
You get. And then sometimes I don't really like, because I try to like put some part of my life away from like, oh, I really am. So when I'm trying to talk to people and I just leave out the podcast aspect, not like I'm shy or
it's just like
I don't want to like just, I don't think I'm ready to put myself out there that much.
And it make you feel like, oh,
do you get? It's not like I know I'm doing a good job on this podcast. I know we are doing a good job on
this
podcast.
It's a good one.
But it's just that I just don't feel like I'm ready to. So when people are like, well, you have a podcast, and I'll be like, oh, you know,
how do you know? Forgetting that you put it on your bio on IG.
Honestly. But it has been a really good emotion, and it makes me feel like, oh, mom, we can achieve a lot of things that we want to achieve.
If you put your mind into it.
That we did not even really practice anything. We didn't even sit down to strategically think about anything. It just came out of the blue, and
was just like, oh my god.
And it has been a great journey, and I'm so glad that we did it. So that's what I have to say about like the reminiscing of last season, everything. It has been a really great
journey. I remember when we put our trailer out there, and like, people were commenting, you guys sounded so cool.
The voice, the voice, the dance.
I was just jumping up.
We recorded that trailer how many times, Shola?
I can't count. I lost count. And to think, we recorded it in the middle of the night on a couch.
We did it. We did it a lot of times.
Just add it's a glitch. I don't know. We did it.
Like, if I'm not exaggerating, we did it like over 10 times.
We lost count. I think it's more than.
We did it a lot,
because we're just
times.
going on and on.
Then was it one day? Jimba, one time we were recording, and we are coming stronger, and we already recorded halfway, and then our sound just went off.
Microphone went off. Do you know that till now I'm so conscious of this microphone thing? I check, okay, the light is still on.
Like, our sound just went off, and
I really like detailing, and then they notice things. They will notice that thing, because while I was listening again, I realized there was a change in sound, and then the thing didn't really like. We omitted a part. We like there was something missing.
Like
that day, I was.
We had to start, and we had to record the rest of the episode
without microphone. Yeah,
and we had to raise our voice just like, to make it
scream.
But a then, lot of moments, a lot of things happened.
Okay. A lot of things happened. Honestly. Or when we recorded this one, we did virtually, like, in two different places.
Yes, because we're not together at that moment, and we just had to pull something out because it's been a long time. It was, we reviewed this.
We are sisters that kill.
The name of our episode was We Are Sisters That Kill, but the book we reviewed was My sister is a serial killer. Yeah, by Oikon. It was a really good book, and we delivered.
We delivered.
Even though there were a bit of glitch here and there, issues, but we delivered. Little or no, it's just when you pay like 100% attention
that you know that
is and all of that. So we had a good moment recording all of those episodes. I'm talking about it now. I think I feel really good about it. Or was it when we opened our audio mic? We started, that day
we had like 5 followers immediately. I'm like,
and we started publishing on Audiomack, started publishing on Google Podcast,
like Spotify.
It was just a lot. Or was it when we published our first episode that we could not get the angle of Apple Podcast? And we had like, what is wrong?
What is wrong?
No.
It's been a long ride.
Making the videos, making our snippets that we have to put on IG, cutting it, editing.
I'm bringing out so many. I don't know.
Oh my god! It's
or the fact that most of this is never scripted. Some people do not know that these things are not scripted.
Honestly,
they don't know.
It's not. We just talk from our heart.
And then
everything we say here is just from our heart.
And most times they are our truth. Like
honestly,
we don't form things. So like nah.
It's been like, I don't know. I think I'm happy.
You think you're happy? You should be happy.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, Shola. Okay, Shola has not said. Have you said really anything about the last season? You've just been shipping in what I've been saying. So say your own.
How?
Yeah, that's now. What has the experience been like for you? What was season one like?
Season one was, okay, one thing I know. I'm sure that we talk a lot. We are talkative. The two of us.
I know, right?
I know we're talkative. But us talking and the two of us talking and people riding along with us, getting our quotes, and sometimes we're not finishing some things as people will understand that the fact that people enjoy listening to us.
Like, I mean,
I was not expecting
sometimes we'll get comments and we'll be like, we'll see what you did there.
I can't even remember what I did. Sometimes people will comment
in our words like, oh, you said this. Really?
I said that. Sometimes when people say, oh, you said this, you said, I'm like, oh God, let me go and listen so I'm able to reply this person well.
There was one time that somebody was reviewing the episode one that we did, and the person was like, the hot dog part was so epic and so funny. Hot and then dog. I was like, hot dog, when did we mention? But when I listened again, I was like, oh my God!
If you listen to episode one, please do not judge us. I think you have to drop that disclaimer. Listen to episode because one. Please don't judge us.
That hot dog was so unnecessary.
What? I don't know. We're amateur podcaster.
Yeah,
at the time.
We just started, so and we're still in our feelings.
Yes, we're just feeling ourselves and just.
And to think that the book we started with was violence.
Please, do not judge us if you listen to that podcast.
Honestly, don't.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So Shola, from episode 7, which is the Smart Money Woman. I don't know. I think The Smart Money Woman is maybe my favorite book.
I like
from all the books that we have reviewed.
Okay, that's true. Your favorite book, why?
I don't know. I enjoyed episode 7 and 8 more. Although I enjoyed
listening.
I enjoyed listening to episode 7 and 8 more.
Because we upgraded around that time.
And apart from that, I just enjoy, probably because we're talking about finances. But I enjoyed it better than any other episode that we recorded. I enjoyed every episode, but I enjoyed 7 and 8 more. So I want to ask you a question from that. I remember we talked about so many things, finances, putting yourself out there, not subjecting
having a good tribe, your friends.
Not subjecting yourself to being a CEO, you can actually work under somebody and be rich. Your own. Yes. So we talked about so many
and be
things.
Your own boss.
Then there was something you actually disagreed with, and I wanted you to
What's that?
Explain why. The question is you said I think I mentioned the first that okay, Shola in the book bought 2 million naira shares for Zuri.
We're bringing that thing up again, really.
And no, we have to settle out. This is a re-examination process. We have to settle out.
Don't bring that in here.
So then you are now you could have bought her a designer bag. And then I'm whoa, really? So are you saying investment is better than buying material stuff is better than buying investment?
No. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
The thing with that is that Shola is actually a very rich man. So for people that didn't listen to the 8th episode and you're here now, Shola is a very rich man.
Mm-hmm.
Accountable, investment oriented, mm-hmm. money must not finish oriented, and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You like a girl that is coming from a materialistic background. She likes material things. You groomed her to love things that she loves. I feel like Zuri is not broke.
Yeah.
Zuri has investments mm-hmm. that might even worth more than 2 million naira.
Exactly.
So I feel like she's celebrating her birthday for crying out loud.
And he gave her 2 million naira shares.
No, she doesn't want it. That time, okay, does she want, at that time, she appreciated it fine. But in her mind, was she not expecting something better?
Yes, she was. But I feel like because...
And do you know the thing is that the mm-hmm. purpose of giving somebody something is the person really appreciating it and meeting the person's needs. You know, that's when they tell you, oh, you're thoughtful. Because, I really need this thing and you gave me that thing. And it's because that means you've actually you've noticed me and you know this is what I want at this moment in time.
Hmm.
So that's the
now,
problem.
I think now, actually, mm-hmm. I
that's why I said
where
you're just
coming from.
Giving her a 2 million naira bag. If you had bought her a Fenty or wasn't this common?
Dior.
No.
Emis.
Yes. If you had given her that, even if it's the cheapest of their bags, she would have loved it.
Now I understand where you're coming from because honestly, it was from what you're saying now. I can relate to what I'm saying. Not the right time to buy her.
Exactly, not the right time.
Bought her something.
And
just
that time
to prove
she was
that
really
I noticed
saving.
You and I
she
see
was really
you.
Saving. I guess her finances on track. She was doing everything not to please you now, to please herself and make herself feel good. But she wants somebody that can spoil her. So if you want to go to this thing now, you're gonna say, "Oh, I don't want to be spending a lot of money. Let's invest in Tesla instead of going on vacation."
Mm-hmm. I would have preferred the Tesla though.
Invest
me some
no,
Tesla, baby.
No, not the car now. Tesla company.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Look at your reaction. But is it like you're not investment oriented? No, now. But then there's some things. Baby girl treatment needs to be done. Please.
Actually,
so that's it.
I think, now I get where you're coming from.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Okay, right on.
So, I like bringing out this thing. What's your deal breaker when it comes to relationship? Because let's say 40% of our books, the books we've actually done, talked about relationship and all those things. So mm-hmm. what's your deal breaker? Is it, let me give you this enough so you're not gonna be going to deep because I know you.
Oh my god.
I know you get this deep. Deal breaker as in the attitude of your partner.
That would actually make me exit that relationship.
It's no, I can't deal.
There are a lot, actually. There are a lot. And okay. I'm not sure if I can put them into one scenario because there are a lot.
Okay, just give us two deal breakers that you have.
Okay,
give us the ultimate deal breaker. If my boyfriend acts this way, then I'm done.
They work hand in hand, actually.
Okay.
Because sometimes my boyfriend can act that way and then he might not act that other way.
Mm-hmm.
And he might act that other way and he might not. So to me, they work hand in hand.
Okay, give us two.
The first one is a liar.
Okay.
Once I notice some bit of dishonesty.
What a lie to me.
Even if you cry.
Stay with me.
Even if you cry.
I think the line is lie to me if it's going to, if the truth will break my heart.
Guy, don't lie to me.
Okay.
Break my heart.
Break. Oh my God, I love that
honestly,
energy.
Because once I notice any bit of like dishonesty in that guy,
mm-hmm.
I'll find it very difficult to trust you. And the only thing that can keep me going and going and going in a relationship is trust. Like, once you have given me no reason to ever doubt you, like...
So you like a blunt guy? Clean
yeah,
guy?
Actually. Although it's my actually come off. Actually, like, I don't know why this is...
No, I'm just saying.
This is funny.
I'm just saying.
Actually, but it might actually come off like, oh, it's at that moment it hurts me. Or, mm-hmm. But I think I prefer it to somebody that will lie to me. Honestly, right. I don't like any guy that any
like
form of dishonesty.
Okay, it's going to be like maybe he lies today, he lies tomorrow, he's under light.
I'll find it very difficult.
Then just get to
the
time,
he's
like, no,
him.
I can't do this anymore.
Then if I start notes, because normally I'm a very like detail oriented person, I notice every detail. So once I start noticing that one detail and it's not connecting with the next, I know you're lying to
you're
me.
In trouble.
And I don't know what the word to use, but I'm that very serious when it comes to lying. And then the second one I'll say is putting me, like, not making me a priority.
Number one. Oh, one.
That's number two.
No, like your position.
Yeah.
One.
Like, you have to make me a priority in everything that you do. Honestly, like, because why not? Why won't you? Because I'm definitely going to make you a priority, so why can't you make me? I don't talk too much on that. Then on that one, I think I'll just talk about that one. Like, take your life seriously, guy.
Don't be irresponsible.
Because honestly, I know what I want for my life. So you have to know what you want for your life. I can't be with somebody that will just be confused about everything he wants
vibes
to do in his life.
Vibes.
And I'm definitely going to take a leave. That one is even supposed to be number two. Because you lied to me. Then number two, you're not taking your life seriously. I'm off.
You're not even going to wait for number three.
Yeah, honestly, I won't. But if maybe you're not taking your life seriously, then I've noticed this honesty. I can still be like, okay, probably you just change. I might inspire you to change on you. But then I'm not some dishonesty. Oh, guy, we're done. So,
okay. I asked that because, you know, because Smart Money Woman series and then Nelly All Men in Lagos, I'm trying to like link it to all our episodes. So it's really like we're just asking random questions. So all those two books talked about relationship and then.
Yeah. And I noticed that we didn't even like really talk about ourselves in
and
all
our perspective,
episodes.
Yes.
We just talked about what we feel and the writers.
Yeah, point of view.
But I think now we can actually like you guys can know
what
our personal objection and our personal whatever it is that we have to each of the books. So I don't know, I have a question for you.
Okay, what's that?
And it's also relating to one of our books, and I think it's
please don't ask me something
completely. I can't really like place the book right now, Shampoo. The question is, why do women put up with men? Like, their stupid actions, they do a lot of, and they still put up with them.
Because like, they're scared.
Apart from the books, like, even in society.
In society, and recently, it's becoming so annoying.
Yeah.
And then, one thing, you know, I think that considering, like, I don't know, maybe relationship-wise now,
mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe if you're not there, you cannot say, this is what you do.
Sometimes you know yourself.
That's what I wanted to say, because I said, me, I know myself. I cannot endure rubbish.
You don't want to be insensitive again, but then you know yourself.
I don't like, if you don't behave, I don't have time. I will just say, man, please, come and be going. I want to take my leave.
That's the thing.
And I don't know. I'm not prophesying bad things into my life. I'm saying this is how I want my future to be. Even marriage inclusive. I'm not the do or die. It's not working, I leave.
I don't know why people feel like, okay, the only instance that they can even say they are taking too much is when there is physical abuse.
It shouldn't be physical.
Most times there are some things that are not meant to be put
so
up.
That's it. And then the funniest part is, and you see people going through the same thing in relationships, not even marriage now. You're
exactly.
not married.
And it's not, this is not even physical abuse now. Like, so many emotional abuse,
constant emotional abuse. And then
of...
you begin to give excuses for the person.
Like...
I don't know. I'm that kind of person that I used to, what I used to think about that. Maybe because I've no experience, that's why my mouth is very sharp. But I know that my mouth is sharp and my heart is very sharp too. And then the thing is, from the beginning, you see these red flags.
That's the thing.
But they will refuse.
Like, for instance, now I can remember.
You see, they shot them.
An earlier man in Lagos, Ahmad, there was a story there where the wives knew that their husbands were gay.
And they are in the relationship.
They put up with it. Is it because of the money? Is it because of what? Like,
basically, really, because of the money.
Why
now
are they doing that?
And then the one that even entered, they don't know that the husband, she be leaving me.
Eventually, she not still leave.
She not leave now. She's dead.
And even so many societal stuff, like, you maybe before you entered into the relationship, you did not know that the guy will add some bad habits, and then you are in the relationship.
And you're not be saying that you want to. You can't. The person, this same person, will not kneel down with one leg and say, "You marry me." I say,
then yes. You will not get married. Like, your husband, you will not talk to a beast that your children are not even proud of. Oh my god,
it's a lot. I can't do it. I'm sorry, I can't. I rather, like, I don't know. I can't. So, what's, like, relationship wise when it comes to, like, bond?
Just giving me relationship.
No, not even romantic. It's not romantic.
Right. Okay, continue.
Like, relationship wise, when it comes to bond, what would you pick, blood or water? You know, they say blood is thicker than water.
What's water? What's blood?
Blood is your family members, and water is.
It's the relationship.
No.
So, what's water?
I didn't say romance now. She's okay. Man and woman.
Okay.
Like
a
friend. Like your friends.
Oh, I'll definitely be blood. Why will I pick water?
Why?
Because actually, when the ship is down,
you'll be on your own with your family.
And your family will be there for you, even if they're bad, even if they're the worst
person. Even if they're pretending.
Do you get? Even if they're the worst person on earth, they would definitely be there for you, because friends, they're gonna leave you. They're gonna go. They'll go.
And it's so sad. And then I think this is where we all put some priority into family, like family. Mm-hmm. Because look at this, we are sisters that kill. This, my sister is a serial killer thing. She stood fine. The sister is doing something shady or something, like, you get what I'm saying?
Yes, but she stood, but, and she was there.
Exactly. And imagine when
it was a friend, she would have snitched.
Tikwe.
She would have snitched.
And then when they were even, like, trying to, that they were fighting for a man or
and
so.
They liked the same
man. Mm-hmm. If it was a friend, that would have said,
she would have snitched.
She's a killer. Please, don't do that. So I feel like family is family, and family will always be family. That's what I feel. But if you're married, don't say you're is your extended family that you want to go by your wife, because some men can be stupid. I'm so sorry.
Honestly.
They'll say, they'll leave their wives and say, no, I'm not saying you should abandon your family members.
Once you're even married, your wife becomes your family.
And she becomes your first member of your family, your wife.
Go-to person.
And the same applies to women too. So it's going to be like, wow.
It should be your husband.
Should be your husband first.
Not going to your some. Do you know the most annoying thing? Some women even pick their pastors as their go-to person.
Some women will say, "We're not saying be doing some. We're not talking about being culturally biased now." For some women, some women will be needing that for their pastors. We call it the pastor sir.
Daddy, giving
the pastors full respect.
Hello, daddy.
And when they
Hello,
get
daddy.
Home,
daddy, I just had one dream now.
You won't tell, and daddy. Your husband is sleeping beside you, and you do not. It's not proper.
You just had a dream. Your husband is there. You do not wake
you
your husband.
You do not wake
up.
Your husband. You could
just calling. Hello, daddy.
I could have been fetish. That's just it.
So I have a question for you too, because
that's when I finished.
When it comes to like living and all of that, do you really think most women live in their reality, or do they live in their dreams?
Most people.
Yeah, like, what do you think?
Most people live in their dreams.
Do you personally?
Me, I live in my reality. I know that it's good to dream. Sometimes I use my dreams to console myself. But I'm very, very much realistic.
And when you say people live in their dreams, what do you mean?
They don't accept the truth. You know, this is what is going on around you. Mm-hmm. You don't have a job. You're looking for a job. You don't have the good certificate to get that job. Okay, let's say you're looking for... You saw a role on product management. Okay. And you're just like a nurse. You don't, but you've not gotten a job yet. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but you want to go into product management field, and you just do a course for 3 months. You've not done any internship. You've not done any. You get what I'm saying? You don't have any labor experience. And you're not expecting this to get one tech job that is going to give you 1.7 million in a month. How is that possible? You get what I'm saying? I feel like
yes,
people tend to live in their dreams and they do little. I know I'm not undermining the role of spiritual abundance and all those things now, but I feel like we human beings, we need to do some things to get some things. All those people that we all admire, they are living their reality and every blessed
honestly,
day.
Honestly, we don't even know what it is.
You don't know what they do.
Through.
You don't know the great things that they've done. You don't know the tears that has come out of their hearts. You don't know the amount of energy they've put into this thing to achieve what they have now. But you want to be like them. I feel like most people live in their dreams, but I don't. Because it's draining.
I think I would like to be like you because honestly, I think I am part of those people that live in my dream. It's not like I live in my dream, but just that I don't like to think the worst of every situation. I don't like to, like, I know that yes, I'm going through this thing, but I don't like to shove it like down my face.
By your face, like, I'm going through
this and it's not going well and all of that. I try to like encourage myself. I speak to myself. I give myself the assurance. I try to look into my future.
No, that's not. But is it like you avoid your present?
No, like I avoid. I try to do better in things that I see that I'm lagging behind.
That's you. You know, I said I live in my reality, but I use my dreams to console myself.
That's what you mean.
You know, there's some people, they don't even, they avoid, you know that it's just 2,000 naira with you. Everyone at it. If they kill you now, if they say they want to kill you now, bring your money. It's 2,000 naira, they will see your account and everything. Damn. I know that if that's 2,000 naira, we're going to do bets.
That's crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
do. So that's something that so many people tend to like live in their dreams and not take reality serious. They don't want to embrace their present. Okay, fine, this is where I'm going in the future. My future is bright. I'm going to be this, I'm going to be the next governor. But you want to be the next governor of Lagos in the next 4 years. So you don't even have any knowledge about politics.
That reminds me about a particular documentary I was watching the other day.
Okay.
The man, like, I don't know if I should call him a boy or a man, but he has an health condition makes him forget things easily.
Okay.
And when he was asked what he wanted to become in the future, just guess what he said?
Politician.
He wants to be the president of a country.
Which country?
He has repeated, I don't know the country he's from, but he's not from Nigeria, he's just from one of those African countries. He has repeated that class, like, let me not exaggerate, if I can remember, we were probably 15 times.
And he wants to be president.
And he has, I understand that he has an health condition that makes him forget things, but then being the president of the country, that's far-fetched.
No, it's dreaming. It's nice. Anybody can dream.
It's very dreamy. Not even dreaming.
Dreamy. Anybody can dream. But imagine he's a grown-up man. Maybe he's around like 20, 24.
He's actually a grown-up
person. Let's say he's done with school and all of those things, and he said, oh, I want to be the president of Nigeria. And you just stay in your room watching Netflix and doing bants and rants on Twitter.
They will come and give it to you.
It will look
bam. Like, honestly, I just feel like we have to like put in more effort.
That's like even in your reality.
What
McMaskin
was
saying,
subtort of not giving
a fuck.
I'm so glad.
And
that's
what this man was saying in
Gabriel.
No, in this self-help book.
Okay, Middle Finger Project.
Yeah, the Middle Finger Project. She was just saying, face
it. Yeah, she said a lot of
do this, do that, develop yourself.
And to think that we did a lot of criticism in that book. That was our most criticized author. She was the one that like reached out and oh my god.
I don't want us
to go back there.
Let's do something.
So we already told you guys from the beginning that we're going to be celebrating our 1 year. So if you're listening to this on the 7th of July, just know that this is our 1 year.
Anniversary.
I wish you guys can see us right now because we're dancing.
Ule breeds. Ule zuzu.
Oh my god. Like, I'm so excited. Like, it has been really amazing. And we've been talking about it from the beginning. And guess what, guys? We're having a red wine right now.
To celebrate our one year anniversary.
Cheers, Shola.
Cheers.
Cheers to good life. Cheers to good health. Cheers to books and thoughts. So we want to appreciate everybody. We want to appreciate
all
our loyal listeners. We cannot thank you guys enough. All our friends that have been supporting us.
Thank you,
you guys are the VOD. You guys are
MVP.
Don't worry, if you want to support us, award for AMC or any best podcast.
We'll mention your name like this.
We'll list it. We're going to print it on Saturday.
It's like paper, A4 paper.
I don't even know what it stands for.
And they will just come and just say, oh, I listen.
Do you remember when Jedaya came, the first time we faced
that man?
And Jedaya came and gave us a thorough review, things to improve on. It was
Jedaya is one of those guys that actually gave us the morale to start.
Like, it was really nice. Miss Benny's.
No. Thank you for the support, man.
Our friends, Kofo Favor. Titi and Jedaya, they are in the first row.
Yeah,
they
are in the first row
because Titi made a flyer for us, and it was really nice. And it was really nice.
Thank you, everybody that has been supporting us,
family members, Jelila, like always, others,
making us feel like we're doing a big deal thing. Thank you,
all our friends. Listen to my sister's podcast.
Thank you.
It was nice. I appreciate you guys. And everywhere I go, like, I just see.
And when people listen,
I just see one or two people that say that, oh, I have listened to your podcast.
It's even nice.
Somebody told me today, I've listened to your podcast. It's really nice. Oh, thank you.
It's the fact that I don't think I listened to your podcast. It was very nice. You guys are doing a good job. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to ever get old in my ears.
It cannot. Ah. Good. It's been amazing. Creating content, doing all of this. It just feels good. Like, Books and Talks is our little baby. And our baby is growing. Our baby is one.
Imagine.
Like, honestly, we're supposed to, like, cut a belly cake for because you guys cannot see us. Even if we cut our cake, now we go to chop
our
But we really wanted to do something for you guys, but we don't know. We don't know how to go about it. We're hoping we're going to have an interactive, like, it's an interactive session with our listeners, and probably, like, do, like, one or two book giveaways and all of that, but we don't know what is happening. We don't know. We're not promising anything yet, but you can still be on the lookout, like, check on our IG page.
We can actually be on, we can go on dates with Lima. Let's even talk about your fans.
Yeah. My fans. You guys are the real MVP. Like, I can see you, and even
Lima though, what you call your name? Lima Nation or what?
Lima Nation.
Lima FC.
And to think that you guys really offended me, I don't want us to be saying it on air.
On
my baby, I don't even say anything for me, people. Did you people know to see Limio fans?
Limio, why now?
And because
you like jumping.
I dream big. Like I said it before, I'm a dreamer.
You don't dream big.
He pushed us to see the way Limio room. Everything will be funny. There will not be space to even put your leg down. You will not stand in the middle like this. You will not even take him in far distance so you can see how the yogi is. But my own baby, everything was just dry.
It was dry?
Wait.
It was dry?
Hello, I'm not talking to you.
Who is your president first? President of your FC.
Am I talking to you? Talk to your FC. I'm talking to my fans.
I don't have an FC.
So you guys really offended me. Oh.
Okay.
Even if it's customized boat. Then you now write Lima.
And Lima
our beautiful voice on Books and Talks.
Don't worry. Next year is not too late, right?
It's fine, Shami. I know that you guys love me, just that you don't know how to reach out to me.
Is next year too late?
No, it's not.
Okay, so guys.
People can even do like December surprise for me. I know you guys love me.
Just buy a lot of ampers. To get through her, buy a lot of ampers full of food, perfumes maybe, but food. She's going to forget perfume if you give her food.
Me that says you should know our fans? Why are you advising my families? I beg, please. Hold your families. Let me hold my own.
I'm sorry, ma. I'm truly sorry.
Thank you so much. So this has brought us to the end of this episode.
I feel like talking for more time, I just want to continue this thing. But
I'm sure that you have not given up on us because you're going to expect more. Season 2 will come. Season 3.
We are all apologetic about it.
And it's going to get better. We're going to introduce more activities, more stuff, more conversations and more interactions.
Stay tuned.
Don't we might even actually like bring in people that you people like might enjoy listening to and all of that. But
my bringing authors,
yeah, our future books and talks is going to be
big.
It's going to be what?
Big.
Tell them again.
Big.
So don't sleep on us.
Stay tuned. Don't even blink like this because you might miss out.
And even while we are away, what's stopping you from listening all over again to us?
It's not bad now. Even me.
I still miss it. And even I cannot lie to you, it has been one of my source of strength.
Like therapy during
this journey. I listen to it and I listen to myself and I'm like, I really said this. So why can't I just do it? I said this. I was telling people this. So let me just do what I said. So you guys, you can always listen to our season one. You can listen and go back and over. We're there with you in soul and spirit. We're coming back.
Season two is not here.
Just make sure you have it coming at the back of your mind that we are coming
back. And then I'm going to advise you to fasten your seatbelt, use your life jacket, because it's going to be a long ride.
I've saved a lot of nice books for you guys. Like, when I'm done, I'll just start reading them because I don't have time to read novels now. Honestly, I really want to read novels.
And I really want to, like, do a lot of things that is aside from this thing that we're doing now.
A strong team. Well, then, by the time I become a lawyer, and to think that by the time people listen to me less, I might have become a lawyer.
You say, hi, boys and girls.
The voice will be different.
Okay.
To be,
hi, boys and girls.
Barrister Ali Mababawale, reporting live from the Books and Talks podcast. This is the talk podcast for the learned and the unlearned.
We just say, this is for the learned and the unlearned. No discrimination here.
We don't intend to do that.
It's hosted by the learned.
And we are going to be speaking a lot of legalese and lots of legal languages. And our lingua is going to be different.
Very different. Get your dictionaries.
Because we're going to be lawyers.
Honestly, I can't wait. I hope that even if it's not the next time we speak to you, but then by next year, by this
your
time
books
next
and
year,
talk's favorite host are gonna be lawyers
in the largest bar
lawyers of the largest bar
in Africa. Solicitor and barrister,
the big and gang is gonna stand in the middle Gidiga of my head.
Our first podcast after being caught to myself, it might even be
a video.
People
can see that the glow is different.
This glow is different.
These stages have changed.
Yes,
we have entered new dispensation.
I know that we're not joking. We're not lying. This thing is real.
If it's even going to be nice, you know, we can even bring Lady Justicia. It's just stand beside us like this. By the time we're just talking, Lady Justicia will be giving us a just.
It's going to. Or if anybody is doing this, order counts.
We can't even just sue anybody anyhow. If you see comments rubbish on our page, we'll just sue you.
You guys should be careful, please.
Be careful.
Don't mess with us.
And our lawyer fans will be enjoying free legal
service. No free legal service. Don't say free.
It can just be discounted.
Maybe for Lima Sha.
You can give me, free. I can give Lima Nations. I can give you guys discounts, but it's not free.
It's not free. No free.
Even in
no
free
problem.
Town, even in Freetown, nothing is
nothing is free.
So you guys cannot expect free.
But we can actually chip in if you're like your legal responsibility.
Maybe
so you don't go and enter trouble.
Small.
Yeah, I think we owe them that kind of responsibility.
So guys, this is the end of this episode and we're so glad that we did this with you people. I said episode. No, it's not an episode.
No. This is the end of the stand
bonus
down
episode. Yeah, the stand down. Thank you for listening. And this is
Books and Talks Mike Podcast. Down.
Bye.
Ciao.